I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Inside this beautiful building, we've come here to steal time away from the world's chaos. We gathered under the sign of salvation. So, let your guard down and rest. Sit and be in the presence of God. Let your eyes be opened by beauty. Let your eyes be opened by grace. Let your eyes be opened by love, mercy, and power. Let your eyes see the marvelous work of Jesus Christ in the world. And for a moment, be in awe of this goodness. Let love wash over you. Allow the warm, transforming, world-creating love of God to reach the deep parts of your heart right now and direct your attention inward. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The disciples, they came to the feet of Jesus begging for something that they already had. They had everything they needed to change the world. Within them already was the power that comes from faith, a power rooted in faith in the one who had already conquered death and hell. We have this power too. But too often, it seems like we sit around waiting for God to do something with it first. When we gaze upon the pain of the world, not just its beauty, and we are confronted by the horror that we see, it's easy to shrink back in fear. It's easy to retreat in despair at the ugliness and brutality. It all feels so big, this blanket of death covering the world. Everything feels claustrophobic, and it's easy to succumb to fear. That fear tells us that we must stay right where we are. It tells us that change isn't possible. It tells us that the old world of death and decay will always hold power. But that old world of death and decay must not have power any longer. The prophet Habakkuk knew this and called upon God to do something in this world of destruction. He used his voice and his strength to try to make the world more beautiful and fair, not just for himself out of some selfish pursuit of self-interest, but he did it for his community. He did it for the broken in his midst. He did it for the despairing in his midst. Habakkuk did not retreat from what might have once caused him fear. He did not retreat in the face of death. Habakkuk understood that the beauty of this world was worth fighting for. And that meant raising his voice to God in a punk rock prayer of defiance so something could be done about his world of horror. But our gospel today shows us that we can do more than just use our voice. It tells us that we don't have to wait for God to act in this world as if we are spoiled little spiritual infants who need God to do everything for us. "Increase our faith," the Lord replied. "If you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Ah, yeah, that's right. The disciples, they came to Jesus begging him to do the work that was really theirs to do. It was not going to be Jesus' job to bear the burden of changing the world all by himself. He shares this glorious burden with us. He has given us this power, the same power, a power that may seem small as a mustard seed at first, but a power nonetheless that can uproot trees and transform the very world we live in. And of course, Jesus was talking about more than literal trees. He was referring to everything that has taken root in this world that is evil, unjust, ungodly, and grotesque. The systems of oppression and violence that have deeply embedded themselves into our culture, country, and hearts. These are the things our faith empowers us to uproot and destroy. These are the things our faith empowers us to tear down in order to build a more just and beautiful world. But hear me, church, as I myself listen to my own warnings. This is not God's work to do. This is our work. It's God's work through us, but it's us doing the work. God has planted in us the power to change the world. God has planted in each of us such power and conviction and strength. And God has placed us in such a beautiful place like this that we might be inspired to go out and share this beauty with others. But make no mistake, God is waiting for you. Waiting for you to act so that every corner of the world looks as beautiful and holy and inclusive as the one we are in right now. God is waiting for you to answer the call saying, I am called into this holy service. And again, what exactly is this holy service that God has called us to? It's fighting for the preservation of this planet, so that the beauty of the Pamlico remains for generations to come. It's fighting for true peace, hoping for a day when we stop killing each other over land and gold and power. It's fighting for the poor so they can live with dignity in Beaufort County and beyond. It's fighting against prejudice and discrimination and anything else that destroys the inherent beauty of everyone. It's sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, a gospel that affirms everyone's sacred worth, dignity, and beauty. It's sharing a gospel that tears down walls of division rather than building new ones. It's recognizing that the kingdom of God is already within you, and that the only way that the old order of death wins is when good people like us stand silent and do nothing against its oppression. So my friends, the challenge has come to all of us to take up this cause inspired by this beauty, this gospel, and this power. Take up the cause of healing the world. Take up the cause of making the world as beautiful as this. Take up the cause and join God in transforming the world into something more beautiful than we can ever imagine. Amen.